right, this is about to be awesome. So each day we have a team meeting at 11 that lasts about an hour. And at the end of that team meeting, we end it with a champion thought. So what a champion thought is one person in the group will share a tidbit or a thing that has been helping that person, and they'll share it to the group. So it's whether it's a quote, an experience, a story, whatever it is that's been helping that person, they share it to the group. So I did the champion thought last week, and my champion thought was, so one of my friends, Chase, the day before, he shared his why on why he does things. And then he challenged the group to get clear on their why and understand their why. So when times get hard, you can reflect on why you're doing that thing. So when it was my turn, I answered my why. I said, I want to share my why and why I do things. I said, so my main why is my family. I want to make my family proud. I want to make my present family, the family that I have now, proud. And I want to make my future family proud. I want my actions and the way I live my life to make them proud. I want them to look at me and be proud to be a part of me, a part of my life, and a part of my family. Like, that is my main why. I want to make them proud. But I want to tell you why I'm here. I want to tell you why I moved across the country to come live with you. I want to tell you why I left a really good situation back home where I had a very steady, safe, and secure, high-paying job, why I left all my friends and family, why I left a really good running community in Atlanta, moved across the country to come live with people I don't know and come do something I've never done. I want to tell you why I did that. It's because I want to learn. I wanted to learn. I needed to put myself in a situation to be around people that are doing the thing that I want to do. I want to learn how to sell, and I want to learn how to make money. And the best way I thought to do that was to go submerge myself with people that are doing that every single day at a very high level. That is why I moved here. I moved here to learn from you. I uprooted my whole life in 1 week, made a decision to move to Chicago to learn how to do this thing. And the best way I thought to learn how to do this thing was go surround myself with people that are doing it every single day, day in and day out at a high level. There's a reason why somebody can make 6 figures in 4 months. Because what we do is not normal. What y'all do is not normal. And I want to be a part of that group that does things that people look at and be like, that's crazy. You work what? You work 6 hours? You work 6 days out of the week, 10-hour days, nonstop, of just walking around the neighborhood, knocking on doors, just getting punched in the mouth a lot of the days where a lot of people just don't want to talk to you. You do that day in, day out. Those are the type of people that I wanted to surround myself with during this time of my life. That is why I moved across the country without knowing a single person in this group and not really knowing what I was getting into. I wanted to learn. That is the reason why I came here. So for these next 4 to 5 months, I want to lock in and learn as much as I can. And that is the reason why I moved across the country. That is the reason why I'm here. I'm here to learn how to sell, learn how to make money, and learn from y'all. That is the reason why I'm here. I'm here on a mission. I've got 4 months to do what I came to do here. I've got 4 months to do what I came to do here, and I plan on doing it. That is the reason why I'm here. And that was my champion thought of the day last week. And my buddy Max had the champion thought of the day yesterday. And dude, I mean, it was hype. Max is really, really good at speaking. So this was his champion thought. And he was hyped to share it too. I know he was hype. So he shared his champion thought yesterday, and he really painted a beautiful picture of how adversity is one of the most key factors, is the key factor in our life for growth. So he painted it like this. He said, okay, imagine your mind as soil. He said, imagine your mind as soil. He said, and adverse situations are like seeds. So when something happens, when adversity strikes, like, most people's initial reaction is like, damn, like, here we go again. Like, why is this happening to me? Like, I can't believe this is happening. This is not part of the plan. That is most people's reaction. He said, so imagine adversity as a seed. And when that seed gets planted in the soil, and if your soil is good, if your mindset is good, that seed will be able to grow. That soil will allow the seed to grow. Because once you get through that adverse situation, once you push through that adversity, you grow. You can't grow without adversity. So if your mindset is good and you're like, okay, yeah, like here it is, adversity staring me in the face, good, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to grow from it. So if that soil is good, those little seeds of adversity, those things will help you grow. That little seed will turn into a tree one day. And the job, like the stuff, life does not get easier. You just get better. And you get better by planting more seeds and growing that tree. You get better at doing hard things. Life does not get easier. You just get better at doing hard things. And that's the beautiful thing about adversity. Like it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Like it is inevitable. Like adversity will come 100%, no matter how prepared you are, no matter what you do in your life, no matter how successful, how much money, no matter what it is, adversity will hit. That's the one thing we all have in common. Like adversity will hit 100%. Things will not go to plan. But if you can be like, okay, if your mindset is good, if that soil is good, it won't matter. Like it just won't matter. You're just going to keep going, keep going, keep going. And you're just going to keep growing and growing and growing. So adversity is really a good thing. That is a catalyst to growth. Adversity is a catalyst to growth. And that is literally what I did. That's why I made that decision. I knew moving up here, I was living a very comfortable life. Now, yeah, I had some things not go my way in like adversity, but like I had a really comfortable life. But I knew if I wanted to grow, if I really, really wanted to grow, I needed to go get punched in the mouth. Like for real, I needed life to punch me in the mouth. I needed to go put myself in a situation where I had no option but to grow. And I was around people that were growing, that were hitting adversity every single day. And that's the thing, like when adversity hits, like it's like, oh, well, like I've been here before. I know how this goes. All this is just another opportunity for me to grow. Like all this is just another opportunity for me to get better and for me to be able to handle future storms better than I have my past. Like that's all it is. You're just equipping yourself to be able to handle situations better in the future. So like when adversity hits and if your soil's good, good. Like good. When you know what hits the fan, good. It doesn't matter. I've been here before. I've gotten over things like this before and I'll do it again. Like all I'm doing is just growing. All that tree is just getting stronger and stronger. So I really liked how he explained that. He explained it way better than I just did right there. We're shooting a podcast tomorrow, so I'll ask him to... I'll somehow incorporate it and bring it up where he can talk on that because he did a really good job of painting that picture of the soil and how adversity is a seed. But it really struck, you know, a chord in me yesterday of like, okay, this is why I'm here. Like I came for adversity. Like I literally moved here seeking adversity, seeking discomfort because I know from previous experience of my life when I've grown the most, it's not been in the state of where I've been really comfortable and safe and secure. When I've grown the most has been situations where I had to grow. Like I had no option but to grow. It was either grow or die, like for real. So I knew that I wanted to put myself in those situations where it allowed me to grow. And like adversity is going to hit you today. It probably won't hit you today, like for real. But good, good. Like when it hits, don't feel sorry for yourself because you want to know a secret? Nobody cares. Like for real, nobody cares. Nobody really cares about how you feel. Your mom might, yeah, maybe, but she's dealing with her own stuff too. Like real life, nobody cares how you feel. And this is what I tell myself a lot. Nobody cares how you feel. Just get the job done. Just get the job done. And dude, like when you realize, okay, like there's no point on feeling sorry for myself, like don't feel sorry for yourself. That doesn't help anything. Feeling sorry for yourself doesn't help anything. And this is me talking to myself. Like feeling sorry for yourself doesn't help anything. No one cares how you feel. Just get better. Like just get better. And as long as you don't quit, as long as you just keep showing up and going and going and going, I promise you, like you're going to get through that hard time and you're going to come out a better person. Like you will. You will. I mean, you've done it in the past and you're doing it right now. And same for me. Like, I look back and all the things I was like, oh my God, like, this is terrible. Like, this sucks. Okay, well, I'm a better person today for those experiences. The same with you too. And you're either in a storm right now, coming out of a storm, or you're going into a storm. Like, for real. So you might as well embrace the adversity that's going to come. So when it comes, good. Good. It's just another opportunity for you to grow. So I'll leave you with that. I really like that champion thought. Dude, just have fun. Like, for real. Like, when adversity hits, oh well. Like, this is an opportunity for you to grow and have fun. Like, realize that, hey, this is an opportunity for me to get better. Like, realize that opportunity, how blessed you are to have that opportunity to grow. So when you get punched in the mouth by life, good. This is an opportunity for you to grow, and then go grow. So I'm proud of you. I love you. I appreciate each one of y'all, and I'll see you next week. Let go.